Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. It's so nice to join you again.
We have a great show for you, and today we are talking about attracting patterns and consciousness.
Yeah, what about those patterns? Who knows?
Well, you know, and so let me see. We should first define patterns for people, and then we can talk about, you know, the semantics about attraction. So right. What do we mean by patterns?
Well, in my awareness, everything is on an energetic level. Okay, and here we're going to get into the science, and I'm no expert, everybody, so don't hold me to anything. But energy flows in patterns, okay? Vibrations, resonances, and they have form, and they have, whether it's electrical, magnetic, or what reference you want to use, and my brains are totally blown here, so I must be tracking too many different things. But so patterns, the way we experience patterns is our stories and in our behaviors, and that's how they show up in us. And everything is about patterns and resonances in consciousness technologies, and how and where, when you stop to look and interact with conscious awareness into what you're noticing happening in your life, there is usually invariably a place where something different, where potential can interact with it. So for me, that's what pattern means. What's that mean to you, Joan?
I'll probably say the same thing with different words, but that's okay because different people, yeah, we hear it.
Yeah.
Yes, everything is energy. Okay, yeah. Everything is energy. You know, physical bodies are dense or denser energy, and then there's also consciousness, which is, I'd almost say that consciousness is outside of all that energy. And then we've got patterns that are running on different levels too, because there's emotional energy, and you know, as far as I know, they haven't looked at the atoms and molecules of emotions, but they have. I think we talked about this recently, where what's his name, Emoto, who I think
Dr.
just passed,
Emoto, the
you
water.
Know, just passed. Yeah, and you know, that water patterns, you know, will water will absorb emotional energy, and it changes the pattern of the water. So, mm-hmm. Not to get too complicated, though, I think we already have, is that there are energy. There are multiple different kinds of energy patterns out there, and we experience something that could be defined as psychological patterns, but there are emotional patterns, there are genetic or historic patterns. You know, we'll be interacting with our family of origin in a certain way, and then those same things will show up, you know, in our workplace. It's like, you know, trying to get away from our alcoholic uncle, and then our boss is just like him, you know. And that would be an example of a pattern that we don't find comfortable. So, you know, we started off by saying attracting patterns, ? And consciousness, because we're talking about attraction on that kind of physics and magnetic sense, but not attraction like come hither or, you know, roll your shoulder at your alcoholic uncle kind of thing.
The seductiveness of patterns. So patterns can be okay, patterns indicate that something repeats and there's a repetition to it. And mm-hmm. so when you expand that into the patterns that you inhabit and have habituated responses to information stimuli, that you'll find that often the people, locations may change, but the pattern of experience is there. So let's say you have an issue at age 25, and if you expand on that, you notice, well, it's the same people, events change, but I did that at 18. Oh, I can see I had it at 12. Oh, and in the future, and this is what you and I tracked a lot of times, is where it can show up again. And so there's different elements that come into play with our patterns. They're not always just this localized, close-up vision we have. We get into consciousness where it holds the awareness in a bigger spectrum. And you can see, oh, okay, I can see where I did this and did that. And it's basically the same pattern replicating and permeating your field of awareness or non-awareness, probably field of non-awareness coming from that spot. So we play with that all the time. I think it's also important to mention that neither Joan and I are scientists. We have taken that kind of information, though, and embodied it to where, oh, this is our experience of it. And so it's not always important to have details. It is, though, enough to embrace the reality where that concept is active within us. And that's how we play a lot. So sometimes, certainly for myself, I lose the words because I'm tracking the essence and the energy of it, and it's not working on a verbal level at all. So it's hard to tag. And some people are just incredible at articulating information. And we know people like that. So they're great for all the detailed references. For myself, I'm like, I know what that is. I just couldn't tell you if I needed to.
Right. So, we're talking about, attracting patterns, but it's more like we draw patterns to ourselves. We are drawn to certain patterns, and also we're holding within our space certain patterns that mm-hmm. link up to other patterns. And that's why you'll see repetitious storylines, in your life story that, oh, mm-hmm. look, it shows up again. And when we operate as consciousness, when we drop into conscious awareness and respond differently, then we see these patterns as an opportunity for making new choices,
Yes, and you mentioned there's a difference between reacting and responding, and we've talked about this before. But it becomes really important here that there is no blame, there is no right and no wrong in being. All right. So you find yourself in a situation where you, oh, this feels familiar, or this is something I don't like. And really, from a neutral place, you get to look at that. It's an opportunity to go, oh, am I going to respond the same way? Or, oh, can I respond differently? Oh, the pattern can change. And it's also important to remember that we are always co-creating. We are creatures that are relationship based. And you have your part of the interaction. The other individual or the thing has its part of interaction. And you have to kind of learn how to go, okay, what's my part in this? I have no control over their part, but I have control over my part and how I respond. And that's important awareness to have. And by the way, we're on this subject because I did have a client who sent an email back about just this conversation and how to maybe look at what she's experienced in her life differently. So I thank her very much. She's listening. She knows who she is, and we'll leave it at that. So it's great subject matter.
Yes. So there's several more points to make about this, but since you mentioned about your client suggesting this topic, which was fantastic. We should let folks know that we would love for your suggestions. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com and send us your suggestions for things you're curious about, things you'd like to know more about, and we'll respond to them on the air.
Or if there's something that is puzzling you and you don't know how to get a handle on it, just write to us and we'll give you our input.
Because you know what? Actually, that's a really good point, Janet, because you know, if someone wants something worked on or transformed, we could go ahead and take it on the air. And people who have matching experiences are dealing with matching circumstances, then we'll also automatically feel the transformation. So that's actually a pretty cool thing to offer folks here.
Definitely. So do we want to drop into heart space, or do we and look at those things, or do we want to make any more other announcements right in this moment?
Let's make an announcement and we can always make it again, because if you would like to participate with us on a more intimate level, we are offering monthly conscious conference calls. And our very first conscious conference call is coming up on Thursday, May 28th. It's at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can join us. It's going to be a much more intimate audience than, you know, the entire radio land. And there will be opportunities for Q&A, for piping up and actually dialoguing with us that we don't have available here on the radio show. So email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com or go to our Facebook page and find out information there. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Okay. And we each have our own web pages we should probably mention. And I'm at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. And you can reach me there. No, Janet B. That's my email address. I'm sorry. And my web address is janetandbeyond.com. And if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly blog, and Joan has a great weekly blog also, you can subscribe there and we'll send you a free 28 points, a top 10 of how to enjoy life. And Joan, your web address is?
My website is joan-newcomb.com. That's joan-newcomb.com. So you can go there and find out all my new offerings. I have a video series that I'm putting out, two new videos a week, talking all about this energy stuff. So that's a great way to get to know me. You can also follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. And you can follow the radio show on Twitter as well. It's at Joan and Janet. And find out more about us there.
Got it. So I think that's done with that part of the show. Are we ready to drop into heart and what that's about and then explore the rest of this, you think?
Yeah, a little heart and soul there. I'll start.
All right, everybody. So what we want to do each week, or our intention with our podcast, is to create a space for you and us to all be one with awareness. And that is the conscious conversation we're inviting. So what we like to do is, either by ourselves or with our guests or whoever we're interacting with, is drop into and access that field of the heart, heart-centered awareness of unified consciousness. You can call it the zero-point field. You can call it universe. You can call it whatever you like. It is the place within us where we're all one. And it is the place of, we use the word heart because that gives us a nice location, physical heart, great. And then there's an emotional resonance to the word heart and to unified field. We're all united in being emotionally aware creatures or non-aware creatures. And that resonance, and then you go beyond that into the field of where we're all one and where potential is real. And one thing about patterns is that there is also another, I guess you can call it force or an awareness, and that is potential. And potential is the place that we introduce into our patterns where things can be different. And so if potential is real and that reality is present, which is what Joan and I are looking to hold for you, or for ourselves and everyone listening here, is that change is possible. Shift is possible. it is not what you think it is. And that in having a different conversation and using a different internal language, in using the other parts of your awareness, not your mind only, you can have different outcomes in your life. And that is real to us. And this is what Joan and I have worked, not worked hard at, but worked with awareness with, that wherever we started in life, and she and I have had many adventures, we are here because our willingness to engage our internal process. So let's do it. Let's just put aside whatever you think life is about today and just put it over there and just sit back, shrug your shoulders and drop your shoulders and roll your neck around and just allow the part of you that can consciously, unconsciously engage with us to activate. And whatever you're doing, if you're driving or whatever, you don't have to have a problem. All you have to do is allow that part of you that can track this, and trust me, it's tracking, and enjoy us and join us. So as we drop into our awareness, just bring it down. And you physically, this time, let's just take our hand above our head. You can feel that kind of energy, maybe, or maybe not. And just bring your hand down slowly. And just track your hand. There you go. And you can feel the difference between the top side energy and the bottom side of the hand. And bring it down into your awareness of where your heart is. And breathe. And just relax your hand and hold it open now. And allow yourself to just notice any emotional terrain that you might have. Something that's bothering you or challenging you or tickling your fancy, whatever it might be. And you don't have to react. You can just notice. And notice it enough so that when we come back out here in about 40 minutes, you can go, oh, that's different. And it may be different, maybe more intense, it may be less. We're not going to dictate that. We're just going to invite whatever our awareness is to be present. And just breathe. Notice your breathing and your shoulders are relaxing. And then just allow your hand outward. And we invite into that next ring of information, which is the all, the core, the heart, the essence of all, where we're all there. And information is available here that's not necessarily what you think. And this is what we're looking at. There we go. Now, there's a lot of tiredness between the shoulders in there, Joan. Whoa! All right. So, what do we want to continue our discussion about, sweetie?
Well, let me see. I am noticing that when you drop into heart space, there's more that... It's interesting because you're in your heart space, but there is actually more of that neutrality that you were talking about. And I experience it as amusement. I experience it as maybe bemusement. So it's not like laughing at the situation, but being amused by the situation. And so I know when I have that feeling that I am interacting with those patterns as consciousness versus wrestling with the patterns as personality.
I love the word wrestling because what I'm experiencing here is the weight of being emotional, yes. Right?
Yes.
And as we release that, it takes a lot of whatever energy is to be in emotional states. And the trick about emotions, I think, is that it's recognize you have them, but you can be in a state of well-being emotionally. You do not have to always be in a state of anger. You do not always have to be in a state of this, that, or the other thing. There is that place in between those states of emotion. And that is, oh, a sense of well-being. And let me relax into that. And what I'm really noticing is I think it's been a very emotional load going on. I know in my own life and what I'm choosing to deal with and family and stuff, there is a lot of stretching. You know, there's a lot of go back to feeling okay. And, but it's there. And so it's very helpful. And I think probably since there is no time or space with our listeners and where they are and when they are hearing us, is that it's just, you want to notice, where's that emotional resonance? Let it be okay. Let it be okay to be angry. Let it be okay to be happy. Just let it be okay. Give yourself permission. Let's see if we can lighten this experience a little bit. And I love our new tagline, live the light. Because this is what it is. We are light-filled beings. That's what those photons are. They're just essence of light. And live it. We do. We just not holding awareness. So I think this is probably the time to chat about patterns in the sense of, okay, if I can notice all my emotional energy active, what might be attracting or what might I be experiencing or having show up for me that's similar, right?
You mean?
There we go. It's like, so it's like, okay, I have an experience of sadness, for instance, and all of a sudden I notice that life's got a lot of sadness to it. And it's really not my sadness anymore. I had that moment a week ago, but I seem to be resonating. And it's that match up, because we know in the science, right, that things match up, whether they're in opposition or whether they're in similarity. And so we experience patterns and information that just kind of match up sometimes.
It's almost like you send the sound out into the universe, and then there's an echo that comes back.
And sometimes really strongly.
Yeah. You know, and the other thing, you know, that, for instance, you know, you were talking about, you know, you're engaging with family patterns right now. And the other thing is, when we're old and we're starting to work on our exit, so to speak, we start to unravel those patterns, and then they come to the surface. And, you know, as an adult child going into the, you know, old family situation, you know, all of those patterns are just, it's like a cacophony. It's like a chaos of patterns. And, you know, we're engaging with those patterns. And we'll have, you know, our personalities will have an emotional reaction to those patterns. And we can be amused as consciousness while simultaneously having those reactions. So, you know, it's like our body is triggered, but we can be amused as well at the same time. It's like riding a horse that is being triggered or is skittish. And, you know, and you just, you know, clamp your knees to their sides and kind of pull the rein in a little bit, and you can keep riding it. You see what I mean?
Totally. Well, that's interesting, because before we started the show, I was taking a few minutes to just like let go of that and just be present for this. And I saw myself on a pillow, you know, doing my right? And I was like, oh, well, that's nice. And overseeing, and it was just lovely little meditative little space, right? And then I was aware I was having other thoughts, and I went back to me on the pillow, and she was trying to get off the pillow. I said, go back to the pillow. So she went back to the pillow, and I'm like, you know, I really need you to be present there for me. So, you know, it is how you pay attention and make choices and know what's important for yourself, and like, okay, let's just be on the pillow and let it go today. So, yeah, everybody, just let it go. It isn't what you think it is anyway. It's all about
That is true. I was just thinking about, you know, it's realizing that patterns are not reality, or they're not an unchanging reality. They're just it's like music filtering through the streets or echoing through the streets, but it's not being played, you know, on your personal piano or something. It's like, it's just so you can react, you can respond rather than react. You can be amused by your own emotional state with it. But you can make, like we said earlier, you can make choices on how you want to interact with them. And when you do that, then the interactions change, the relationships change. People respond differently when you respond differently to the patterns.
Well, so I think this is a great place to talk about, and everyone, I want you to just notice now in a moment. So if there's a pattern, and let's call it a habit or something going on in your life, just let it show up here. This is just, put it up on the little big screen there and just let it show up. Don't be attached. Just go, oh, yeah, you're right. That's it. Because so, we're inviting awareness to be present here. And either you can observe it interacting with you, or you can observe it in lots of different ways. So just, we're going to allow it to just play out, see what information it has to offer you. And where this comes important is in, if you are in relationship, so let's say you have a husband, we'll just make it that, we'll make it easy. And the husband has a sister, and the sister has all kinds of things that go on in your life, and now the sister is going to have to come visit and maybe stay. And you ask yourself, this person and I don't get along very well, and why would I want this in my life? First, one of the things you need to notice is that if we're all co-creating and you're in a relationship with someone else, that his influence is part of your field also. So it might not be about what did you do to create this. It might be about what am I allowing in my field that brings this person to me. And just notice what happens when you look at it that way. Because there is no blame here. And we're not trying to self-sabotage in the sense of, oh, okay. And this, It's not about that. It's not about that at all. It's about, well, wow, this is an opportunity for me to do something. And that's in that neutral place. And what would it be like to say no? Just notice what happens. What would it be like to say yes? And what if both have equal value? A lot of us who are in this metaphysical stuff and New Age stuff and whatever you want to call this stuff it seems to be, I got to take it on. No, you don't have to be responsible for anything other than yourself. You don't take responsibility for that other person choosing to show up. You take responsibility for you showing up, and they show up too. You only take responsibility for yourself. This may be the perfect place to say, you know what? I don't want to do this way again. And that might be the best help you could provide. It's looking at how you want to engage the information. Don't you think, Joan?
Yeah. Yes. And I'll tell you, the other thing is that when I am focused as consciousness, then I feel in agreement with everything that is going on. And, you know, people come into my space, people come into my awareness, they're interacting, whatever. It's like all part of the great dance. And, you know, they don't annoy me because I'm not responding to them as spirit, you know, as personality. I mean, it's, you know, because really as consciousness, it is everything, you know. Consciousness is the all that is. And so, you know, I'm consciousness, you're consciousness, and at the highest conscious level, we're all connected. So it's only down at this little personality level that I'm coming across as, you know, green and you're coming across as blue.
Right, right. All right. So everybody hold that thought. Everybody's green, everybody's blue. And both is okay. And there might be a few reds out there. And we'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan, and we're along here with Janet. And we are talking about attracting patterns and consciousness.
Yeah, there you go. So everybody notice. Notice if that pattern or that had information for you is still talking or if it's already dissolved into something else. And maybe something else comes up on your screen that you'd like to be. You can have a pattern about anything, right? And maybe there's something you consciously in this moment want to engage in. So just think about something that you'd like to have different that keeps repeating in some shape or form in your life. And what if it could be different? This is potential we're introducing. What if it could be different? So in this state, holding awareness that anything is possible and is not at all what it seems like, and you don't have a clue, what would it be like for it to just observe it in some ways and that it could be different? And it is important to be able to have that sense of what it was in order, when you check again, to have a sense that it has somehow changed. That's a frame of reference we're looking at. And being able to go, okay, right now it feels like this, or I notice it this way. And it could be a thought, it could be a sensation, it could be something you see or observe. And notice what that feels like in your field of awareness. And let's just add some pixie dust to it. Everybody's got a little pixie dust, don't you think, Joan? Let's take some of that pixie dust there. Just sprinkle it over it and just see what happens. Notice if you could start to feel different. Allow it to play out. It's allowing information and what you become aware of to be user-friendly. What are you noticing, Joan?
User-friendly is a great phrase.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if we're, I think if we've said this already, really, but if we're wrestling or if we are finger-pointing or anything, is like we're getting enmeshed or entangled in those mm-hmm. patterns, you know. And interestingly enough, they do kind of get ensnarled or knotted up. But if you are relaxed, you're in your heart space and non-resistant, really, then they unravel and even out. I mean, I can almost just see the energy lines, you know, untangling into in resonating, you know, along straight vibrations.
Mm-hmm. There we go. There's something there. Okay. Yeah. So what's coming to mind as practical, right? Because some of this gets very esoteric and you go, how is this real in my world and how do I do something? So in just holding that things can be different. Whoa, stuff. Where did that go? All right. So this is how I use this ability recently and in talking about being in heart space and how to detangle. Okay, I have a father, we're dealing with dementia. I have a brother who's his caregiver who's overwhelmed. So in trying to help, it's not about trying to help. It's allowing for help to be present if they'll so utilize it. Really? Can you hear how I just keep backing out of trying to save them and fix it and do all this stuff? So what I observed it is, oh, okay, so if I'm just want to help, if I want to stay out of my stuff and allow for the best of what could be, notice my dad. And I saw my dad and I saw him in the center of this thing and I heard Eye of the Storm. And I went, oh, of course, okay, and there's all this stuff. And then I said, where am I in relationship to my father? And I was over there separate. And I thought, well, how can I be useful? How can I help? And I just got just love. So I went, okay. So I just took this state and I started to resonate with it and ripple out. And just if all I had was love and whatever my concept of that was to offer, what would happen? And what I saw was from underneath my dad in the center of this cloud and storm, everything was this enrapturing of him. And that's a real interesting, it was like this animated cartoon where you see the stuff grow up on the outside. And I thought, okay, I can't just do that from coming down and bringing energy in, etc. We radiate our being essence and this unified consciousness is within each of us. So let's let that radiate. Don't make it directional. And it just started to heartbeat out. And I noticed that in my father, in his experience that I was observing in that moment, that the cloud started, the storm started to break out in response to the power of that heartbeat in love. And then I was like, oh, and where's my brother in all of this? He came into my awareness. And I saw him separate, and he was in his head was in this hornet's nest. And that's a horrible thing to see. But in just observing it, my thought was, oh, I need to smudge it. I need to smoke all those hornets. And so I was puff, puff, puffing. And the little things were going on. And this stuff was starting, whatever was buzzing, were starting to fall away. And I observed him some more. And I thought, he needs mud. He needs something to pull the venom out because his head was all swollen, like, you know, Elephant Man. I packed him in mud. And he was still hysterical. I said, I think I need a sedative. I gave him a sedative. And he started to fall asleep and relax. Now, that was nothing I scripted. That was nothing I did other than to observe the information as it showed up, to be comfortable to know that awareness is present and I can interact with it. And sure enough, the next couple of days in dealing with my brother, he's been much calmer. And I keep checking in with that vision every now and then. And I took it out of the vision state. It's not enough just to see something. You have to engage it. It has to get active. And so in putting it in that context, dad's storm is settled and my brother seems to be doing okay. And more things are happening around them, but I know that we're all okay. And that makes me feel good. And that's about as real as I can offer to all of you listening. Is how to be separate from what you're seeing outside of your own information and response, emotional response, and just observe. and interact with what you find. And we're doing better. And it'll be up and down, but we're doing okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, I totally resonate with what you're dealing with, because I went through that earlier. It's like, oh, thank God I don't have any parents left. But, it, you know, 2013 was a really challenging time, actually 2011 to 2013. Or actually maybe 2006 to 2013. And
Let's get serious.
To 2015. For my position in that situation was I was sort of staying the course. I was holding the course. I was midwifing my mother back to spirit when it came to it. But I was operating simultaneously as, you know, daughter, caregiver, and energy aware healer, and holding space as consciousness. So seeing the bigger picture, even while the roller coaster ride was going on, and this dramatic thing would happen, or this interaction would happen with someone else, or everybody's patterns kind of erupted like a teenager's face, you know. Mm. So, I see the same thing with, you know, you're going into an entangled circumstance with your family, and in bringing your natural healing abilities, you know, to help transform and ease the way in whichever way it's unfolding.
You have to allow things to do what they need to do for each of us, right? Because my brother is in his state of consciousness. My father's in his state of consciousness. My husband's in his state of consciousness. Every doctor, nurse, and aide is in their state of consciousness. And we're all participating in something that's been created by my father, right? But we all are relating to that circumstance differently. And so...
you're creating it as well. It's like, yes, your father's created a circumstance, but your brother's created his circumstance. And
totally.
You father's, right. You created your father. You created your brother.
Yeah. Literally, we all do as consciousness. Choose these people. So, you know, and that's the truth of it for me. And so I don't have to spend a lot of my energy beating myself up for what has happened, which is when I'm little emotional Janet, or any of us might do, right? We might be angry, or we might be in some emotional response and saying, how did I create this? Or why, you know, whatever those stories are. And that conversation has no meaning for me anymore. And this is why it's like, all right, I can appreciate where people are coming from. And as you involve yourself with exploring and understanding who you are and what you are at essence and as consciousness, and bring more of that awareness to the plate, you find that you just don't, you know, you don't have to expend all the energy emotionally where you might have elsewhere. Right? I have more energy to focus on how to let this be okay, but not from a place of I have to save, I have to fix, I have to do anything other than hold love for these individuals. And yes, I will do direction in that. And there is certainly the part of me that wants to have it my way and have what I do have action out here and reaction follow. But especially in this situation, when you're talking about people with dementia and memory loss, the energy that surrounds them is like. So, you know, you can have one phone conversation and it has no connection to the next one when it should have, and it should have gone down the line. So it's fascinating to observe and to be gentle with myself in this process. And yes, I have wonderful friends like Joan and everyone else around me going, okay, keep it together.
When my mother had dementia, and what was so interesting to observe, the being was no longer fully anchored in the body. So the mm-hmm. being was moving back and mm-hmm. forth throughout time and coming in and out of the body. Mm-hmm. And then the body itself was that those patterns were breaking down. It's like it's kind of like a computer or a car where those pieces are just kind of getting worn out. And it's like the end of the movie 2001. And it's like Daisy. It's like the computer is dismantling, and the being was in and out. The personality was still there, though the filters were gone. I mean, my mother started swearing like a sailor, probably because I was swearing like a sailor, whereas, you know, her previous, you know, would have been, oh, ketchup, you know?
Yeah, right.
So the thing to notice with your dad is that, you know, he's already consciousness, you know, and it's just that 92-year-old, you know, car is not, is the springs are popping kind of thing.
Right. And we all serve as example, you see, and we all get to look at how we're going to interact. And that's what makes it interesting, you know. And I don't mean to make this about my father at all. What I'm sharing with people is how this could be anyone and anything. But it's how you set up, what your setup is about, how you're going to choose with patterns in your life and of information. And I've not been at this place with my father before, but we've been at places at different times and spaces, since there is no time and space in awareness, where we've had interactions. And this is, at my point in this relationship, my gift to him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And being comfortable with that and giving him the place to act out in a way that I know is not so much about me, but in his dance, you know, to whatever he's going to choose to experience next. And I think we all have to use whatever resources we have. And consciousness technologies are the best thing I know. And for some, it's going to be their church or whatever you choose to believe in that anchors you or centers you. See, you know, I choose to be centered, not anchored so much in most of my references, in being that life is good. And one of the things that you'll find in when you interact with others is other people may not hold that reality.
Yeah.
And what happens when those two realities come together? I'm getting to experience a lot of that. There's a medical reality. There's my father's reality, my brother's reality. Everybody's got a reality. And we have more of an abundance of realities that don't necessarily match up, or they're tied into morphic fields of awareness. And it's how we're all choosing at any moment, and in the next moment, and in the next moment, to be in those realities and to be different in those realities. So there is no blame here for me. That doesn't apply. And aside from what I know, people can hold themselves responsible for or not hold themselves responsible for. And one of us has to have the big picture. So I'm choosing to be that one. Doesn't mean it's the only picture. Doesn't mean it's the right picture for someone else. But in my own self-awareness, okay, I'm all right. And that's what's important.
Yeah. You're definitely are holding the bigger picture, and you're coming to the example. You're coming to this situation as an example of being present, of being presence, of holding consciousness. And the reason why we're talking about this is because there's a whole lot of people out there dealing with the same similar circumstances. So it totally applies to you know, if you're listening to this, it applies somewhere in your life, whether or not you've got a parent that is creating this, or but you know, a huge percentage of people out there are dealing with parents with this, but you'll find something. You'll find something in your life that matches this, that requires you holding a bigger space, you holding your awareness as consciousness.
Well, if it's not a personal experience, I bet there's someone in your circle that it is. Yeah. Right. And it could be the grocery store clerk. And they're in their distress of dealing with something. And you hold that they're okay. And can have catastrophe happening around them and still be okay is absolutely precious. You may not be observed doing, offering that. You may not be appreciated in that. But I think what each of us come to know is our own value we have on our own worth. And anyone is a sentient being is here in relationship to others. And the best that we all are at in being together here, it's just wondrous. Life is a beautiful thing. And life as it passes is a beautiful thing. And life after it's gone is a beautiful thing. There's really no difference, just my attachment, you know, definitely. So I think it's time for us to all come back. And everyone, so as we bring our awareness back into ourselves and notice as you come back in that emotional, does it feel a little different? Does your body feel a little different? And know that nothing is completed, that that's the nature of pattern, is that in this awareness and in this potential we invited into it in our discussion and in just being together, things get to be different. And you get to notice if they show up different, right? So maybe the pattern is different. I guarantee that something's different. So just notice, come back a little more. There's the breath. Job well done, everyone. Thank you very much. And we've got a few little announcements here and what do we want everybody to know, sweetie?
Okay, so yes, we want to remind folks that we have a conscious conference call on Thursday, May 28th at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you ever wished you could just be with us during our chats, if you want to chime in to the conversation, come join us and we'll be up close and personal with you. We'll be answering your questions. We'll be interacting, and it'll be a wonderful,
warm experience. We'll offer input. They may not want to hear our input.
Well, and you know what? And they're welcome to input, too.
Yes.
they're welcome to put in as well. Yeah. So
it'll be about an hour long, right? You figure about an hour, and we'll have interactions going on, and we're going to do these monthly.
And we'll record it for the participants, too. So if you're on that call, we will record it for you and send you the recording.
Right. Okay, sounds good.
Email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com.
And then we have our conscious community we're excited about on Facebook, right?
Right. So our Facebook page is now a community page. We had set it up as a radio station, which was a mistake. So we corrected it. It is a community, and we would like you to join us and interact with us in this great space. You're already co-creating the energy with us by listening in. So join us on Facebook at facebook.com/consciousconversationswithjoanandjanet.
And you get a great deal. You get a 2-for-1 deal with us because you put something else. We can each offer input, and you can see that Joan and I have a broad difference in backgrounds, but we have a lot of similarities in what's important. And so we really feel good about being able to address issues as they come up and go, okay, what's your thought about this? And here's my thought about it. And what do you notice about it? So we invite you to do that with us and enjoy. And please know that we it's not that we think of you so much as we feel you.
we are aware of you. You are in our sphere of awareness.
Right. And we live the light. We want to be able to share with you that you too live the light, whether you're aware of it or not. And that there's life is good. And I don't care how many hurricanes and
earthquakes,
the earth shattering itself, and
it's just
dying.
Going through an expansion period.
That is it. And everyone is in the right place. If you hold to that, and not because we want it to be that way, but because we sincerely connect with it, that that energy, that we are all right, and the world is a wonderful, dynamic place, and we can get to be conscious of that choice, that opportunity, and how we're experiencing stuff. And
so, Janet,
change it. Are we need to go?
What is your website?
My website, everyone, JanetAndBeyond.com.
And yours is? Mine is joan-newcomb.com. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And you can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb.
Joan does the really abbreviated stuff, guys. She's really good at that.
I am the 140 characters or less.
Yeah, and I'm like, I've never met 144.
War and peace. We're going to write it down. You can't get it less than 1,000 words.
That is so true. So, all right. So, anything else we want to finish off with?
Just reminding them that if they go to your website, they can get 10 top tips. And how much off of first session with you?
Oh, you get $25 off your first session. And I do sliding scale if that's needed. So please, if you have something that's challenging you and it's give me a call.
And then I have videos on my website. So go find out all about my videos there as well.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Check it out, everybody.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm your other host, Janet Barrett.
All right. And we'd like to thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.